In the Star Mountains of New Guinea, there lives a tribe called the Wop Cayman. And one of the tribe called Dung Im was looking after a pandanus tree. Now, pandanus tree are about 100 feet high. The fruit, about 60 pounds in weight, about 25 to 30 kilos. Very heavy. Don't let one fall on your head. But he was looking after this tree. Unknown to him, a member of the Telang Min, someone called Serum, was also looking after the tree. Now, the Telang Min are a bit like the fairy folk and live underground in the mountains. And as I say, both men were looking after this tree. Now, Serum came down one day and he decided, I'm going to pick the fruit. And when he got there, the fruit was gone. And he noticed footprints. So he followed those footprints and he found Dung Im on his way back to his house carrying the fruit. He said, just a minute, excuse me, where are you going? He said, well, what do you mean, where am I going? I'm going home, I'm taking my fruit home. They said, but it's my fruit. He said, what do you mean it's your fruit? He said, well, I've been looking after that. He said, no, I've been looking after it. Suddenly, an argument ensues about who's been looking after it, because they both have been looking after it. It's a very heated argument, but finally, the people there, they might be headhunters, but they're also very good-natured. So instead of killing each other, they decided they would cut the fruit in half. And that's exactly what they did. They also made an agreement that the Telang Min would stay in the mountains and never come in to the gardens and the forests of the Wop Cayman. And that's how it is today. If you go there, you'll see these big 100-feet-high trees, and those belong to the Wop Cayman. Go into the mountains and you'll see smaller trees, because as they go higher, the trees don't grow as large. The trees there are wild and free. Those belong to the Telang Min. So now, everyone's happy.